Opening arguments today in federal court Boston in a case in which prosecutors allege the founder of a pharmaceutical company helped organize an opioid distribution conspiracy. John Kapoor, founder of Arizona-based Insys Therapeutics, faces charges of bribing doctors and paying them kickback fees. In return, the doctors prescribed the company's highly addictive fentanyl spray to patients, including some who didn't need it, and many became addicted. Aaron Leibowitz covers Boston courts for the website Law 360 and joins us now to talk about the case. Aaron, thanks a lot for coming in.
Thanks for having me, Bob.
So first of all, some background. How did this case come to trial?
This case was brought by the government in late 2016 against 7 executives of Insys Therapeutics, among them former CEO of the company, Michael Babich. In 2017, the government arrested John Kapoor, who you mentioned was the founder. Now, since the arrest of Kapoor, Babich, the CEO, and a sales executive named Alec Berlikoff have actually pled guilty. So now there are 5 remaining defendants who are scheduled for trial this week.
Insys is based in Arizona. Why is the case being tried here in Boston?
There's no direct connection to Boston here, but one could surmise that it's likely the government wanted to bring this case in Boston because the U.S. Attorney's Office here has a lot of experience bringing high-profile healthcare-related cases. There's also the fact that the opioid crisis in Massachusetts has really ravaged the state, and you're likely to find jurors who might be sympathetic to a case like this.
What's the basis of the government's case against Kapoor? What are they alleging?
This drug was only supposed to be prescribed for cancer patients experiencing severe breakouts of pain as you're going through cancer treatment. And essentially what they say is that this was a quid pro quo in which the doctors knew in exchange for taking speaker fees.
Big speaker fees.
Some of these doctors were paid hundreds of thousands of dollars over multiple years. They knew that if they prescribed more of this drug to their patients, they would get more speaker fees and so on.
And what does the defense say in rebuttal, or what do we know about what the defense will argue in rebuttal?
The defense is going to try to prove that Kapoor had no direct knowledge of it, and they're really criticizing the government for trying to draw a connection between this fentanyl spray painkiller and the broader opioid crisis, which is an approach that the government has really hammered home. They're trying to paint a narrative that these Insys executives are no better than street-level drug dealers. What the defense has said is this was actually a painkiller that had legitimate use and is not responsible for the broader opioid crisis.
Do you have a sense yet of which side might have a stronger case?
The government is operating from a position of strength here. The CEO, Michael Babich, and the head of sales, Alec Berlikoff, have already pled guilty and agreed to cooperate with the government. And so they could be really key witnesses in this case to potentially flip on Kapoor and tell the jury what Kapoor knew about all of this. On the flip side, the government is bringing charges of racketeering, which is a charge that's normally brought in mob cases or drug cases. It's a big deal on a national scale to see whether those racketeering charges will stick.
It sounds like what you're telling us here is that the government is trying to send a bigger message than exists in this case alone.
Normally, the executives can walk away with a settlement or maybe a misdemeanor charge. The fact that the executives here, including the owner of the company himself, are being charged with racketeering is significant. In other states, you have doctors who were charged with accepting these bribes. And so it's really a look at how the government is trying to attack the entire supply chain from the manufacturers to the prescribers themselves.
Aaron Leibowitz, who covers Boston courts for the website Law 360, thanks for coming in. Good to meet you.
Thanks, Bob.